This Saturday marks the end of Ramadan. It's the month-long observance that Muslims around the world mark with prayer, charity, and fasting. Many people used to breaking the fast after sundown with large family gatherings find the holiday a much quieter event during the pandemic. But for one Syrian-born doctor in New York, this Ramadan actually got a lot less lonely after years of celebrating it without his family. Reporter Ari Daniel with our WGBH partner program Nova has our story.
Rami grew up in Syria in the 80s, in the city of Homs. As a boy, he remembers Ramadan was a centerpiece of life.
When you go out, you see like no cars in the streets, all the stores are closed, all the people are with families. So we gather as a family, my father, my brother, my sisters. We eat, watch TV a little bit, then go to the mosque.
But to become a doctor, Rami had to leave his family behind in Homs. First for medical school in Damascus, and then for his OBGYN residency in Aleppo. He was a natural. Some families even named the babies he delivered after him. But supply shortages made the work difficult.
We're missing medication, missing equipment, so we always try to find alterations. I remember multiple times when I have to do a C-section on the cell phone flash.
You mean the light from the cell phone?
Yeah, from a cell phone.
A lack of machines like incubators meant babies sometimes died needlessly. Rami returned to Homs after his residency and fell in love with his future wife, Shaza.
He was very funny and I liked his honesty and determination to be like a doctor.
Rami was finally back home with family. But by this time, in 2012, Syria was slipping into civil war. Rami said the government of Bashar al-Assad didn't permit his patients to go to the hospital, so they had to sneak out to have their babies delivered. Practicing medicine in Syria became increasingly difficult. A month after celebrating Ramadan at home with his family that year, Rami, who asked me not to use his last name to protect his family in Syria, once again relocated.
When you finish your studying, you have to go to the army. So I didn't want to serve that army, so I moved to Jordan.
On his own. He continued to treat many Syrian refugees in Jordan. The days were long. During Ramadan, it seemed to him that women timed their births to coincide with the day's break fast.
I mean, I know my luck. I'm not the lucky person.
He'd drink water, deliver the baby, and then, an hour late, break his fast in the on-call room of the hospital with other doctors and nurses. They'd eat simple things like chicken and rice. Rami and Shaza married but lived apart. And still, practicing medicine was filled with obstacles. The field hospital where he worked in Jordan lacked resources, so C-sections and blood transfusions were out of the question. In late 2013, Rami got a visa to come to the U.S., to New York.
When I came to the United States, I applied to increase my experience. I want to be a doctor here. I want to be exposed to the new fields.
Rami eventually landed a job as a resident at Brookdale Hospital Medical Center in Brooklyn. But his wife's visa application kept getting denied, so they continued to live apart. They'd keep Skype on for hours.
We talk, we eat, we study, sometimes we sleep.
You would sleep with Skype open?
Yes, sometimes.
For seven Ramadans in a row in the U.S., Rami was on his own, far from home.
The most challenging thing was eating alone, because this is the time when the family gather and eat together, having fun. But for me, it's for 7 years, like I didn't have this opportunity.
Finally, Shazat got her visa and joined Rami in the U.S. earlier this year. And just 2 months later, their son, Kosai, was born.
I think God helped me. I think everything came together.
Today, Rami is an attending at Maimonides Medical Center in Brooklyn. Of late, he's been treating patients with COVID-19. His caseload quadrupled. Equipment was in short supply. All that improvising back in Syria has proven useful.
We don't have gowns. We don't have masks. It wasn't like that big deal for me. Okay, give me whatever is available and I will wear it and go. I said, yes, we will help people because we are all together fighting this virus, this enemy. When they need us, we were here to help.
And once again, it's Ramadan. Rami's long hours at the hospital are again pushing his break fast a little later into the night, just like back in Jordan with all those babies born right about sundown. But now, when Rami comes home after a long day of treating patients with COVID-19 and other ailments, he's got his family to celebrate with. They share bowls of soup and plates of salad and chicken at a table in their Brooklyn kitchen. It's four-month-old Kosai's first Ramadan, obviously, but it's also Rami and Shaza's first Ramadan together, ever.
It's a great. It's the first time we are in this together, so I'm so excited.
Like, I feel like I'm a normal person now. It's a huge change in my life.
At last, the long fast is over. For the world, I'm Ari Daniel.